thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And welcoming back Mandy Kennedy.
Hey, I'm alive.
First show in a few months.
Yeah.
Nerd Up, anyway. Yes. Obviously, Thursday's been fine.
I think my Sundays are back to how they usually are, so should be good.
Very good. Very good. Which means we won't have her next week.
Probably not.
But the following week. But anyway.
Wait. When's Extreme
is
Rules?
Is it a morning show next week?
I'm not going to be here next week.
I don't know. We'll look it up.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You might be back.
Yeah, I might have to figure something out.
Yeah, I don't remember when that is.
Yeah, if it's a morning show, then yeah, you might be back in here. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start off with Ace and I got to see Ant-Man and the Wasp on Friday. Mandy got to see it yesterday.
Yes.
So we're going to start off with a very spoiler-free review of Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm just going to go ahead and start it up with full price. It was a phenomenal film. I really, really enjoyed it. The post-credit scene was great, but I also wish I hadn't seen it.
Oh, I know.
The villain was incredible. Like, the motivation was incredible. The special effects were, I mean, it's a Marvel movie. They were fantastic.
Mostly.
Was there something?
There were a couple things that kind of stood out. I don't remember what they are off the top of the head. I just remember there being instances of like, ah.
The only time that I thought it was really kind of wonky looking was when he was like half giant. In scenes that we've seen in the trailers,
mm-hmm.
Like there was a couple of moments where it was just like that looked a little out of place.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part,
it was really, really good. Like yes. The effect around Ghost was amazing.
Oh my God, that was cool.
Like I genuinely like mine's full price as well. I know I'm kind of in the minority of apparently a lot of people, but Ghost is probably top three favorite Marvel villains that they've done in the MCU. I loved her motivation. I loved the effect around her. I loved all of her fight scenes. I just like it was so good. It was
I
so
liked
well
her,
done.
But I hated her outfit. I literally hated her outfit.
I thought it looked neat.
Hated it. I don't. I guess like at first I was like, oh neat, and then I was like. When I actually saw it, like not ghosting through stuff, I was like, "Ah, girl!"
It does look better, like as she's ghosting,
yes.
Than just like the stationary.
Yeah.
But I love that the reason she had it like served a purpose.
Yeah, no, and that made sense. And I did like when it was like phasing through stuff, but just like looking at it, I was like,
"A lot of those fight scenes with her and like
yeah,
Ant-Man
those
and Wasp.
Were awesome. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, those were all so cool.
Well, and yes. Like even starting it like the first time we see her, and it's just like
oh,
she's
creepy,
actually
like,
she's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, like lingering in that building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I she was probably one of my favorite parts of the movie, but like it was I think it was probably just as funny as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They all have really really good chemistry together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the all the ex-cons were great.
Like
yeah.
Normally, I don't like little kids in movies for the most part. But even like his daughter, even Cassie was just
well,
like she was
Cassie.
She was so good.
Yeah,
Cassie's great. She was great in the first one. She was even better in this one.
Yeah,
Well, we probably shouldn't talk about that because it's a minor spoiler, not for the movie.
Yeah, just spoiler
free for Avengers 4.
Oh yeah,
it was that spoiler. But yeah, either way. Great movie. Mandy, what's your
yeah, I don't know. I bounce back and forth between, honestly, like the matinee and the full price because I did really like it, but I don't, like, it didn't give me the vibe that I would, like, go and immediately want to rewatch it or, like, could rewatch it a lot. Like, I'd probably rewatch it again, but I don't know. I liked it, and it was really enjoyable, and it had a lot of cool fight scenes, but
I get that because it was, like, it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great movie.
Like, the effects and stuff, yeah. So, like, I probably could have been fine waiting and just paying, like, half price.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still happy I saw it, so I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I just like Ant-Man and Wasp, like, going big fighting and then going small and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know anything about their characters or follow them on anything or read anything. So, like, that probably is an initiative to why
You saw the first Ant-Man, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And it was good.
The only reason I'm not willing to like definitively say that the second one's better than the first one is because the first one was a great heist movie wrapped around a Marvel superhero.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one was more of just, this was kind of just a superhero movie.
Yeah. I was thinking like, I don't remember a whole lot of Ant-Man 1. Like I remember it, but I feel like I remembered liking it more than I liked 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I also like their outfits. They look cool. I like those helmets. I want one.
I completely forgot to look and see if they fixed her outfit at all for the giant phallic thing.
Okay, like in the like towards the end of the movie, it came to me, and I was like, "Oh my god, I remember this nerd up episode or whatever." And now I'm real mad, but it never showed a full body shot, so I could only see like at that point when I realized it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. During the movie, I didn't see anything like it didn't stick out.
It didn't jump out at me either, and I'm just now remembering that.
I remember it, and I said, "Oh, nerd up, why?" Now I have to look for this, but it never really gave me a full body image of her in the suit at that point in the movie. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
Yeah, I noticed it pretty immediately.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh my god! I'm glad I didn't go with you for you to point that out.
It was mostly just because like I play a lot of Marvel mobile games, mm-hmm. so that's reminded me that like
because they have the movie.
Yeah, well, they've introduced like in the two Marvel mobile games that I play, they introduced Hope Van Dyne Wasp into the game, so like it's with her movie costume and each. And at first, like, I didn't think about it, and then, like, yep, there it is. That's a penis. And so by the time we saw the movie, I had been seeing her quite a bit, and I was like, yep, there it is. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see it.
But it was a real good movie. Yeah.
It was a very good movie. I really, really, really liked it, and I can't believe Dalton hasn't seen it yet. He had all weekend.
And he's the one who's it's his favorite movie out of the Marvel movies.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's talk about more things Dalton hasn't seen.
Incredibles 2.
Son,
I haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen it.
Or the first one.
I haven't. Whoa. Okay, I've been there and seen the first one. I've not seen the second one yet.
Yeah, we'll get to that actually in a second. But first, Vin Diesel's Bloodshot is going to start filming next month. Bloodshot is a comic book character from Valiant Comics.
I was about to ask.
It's a kind of obscure character. Think like.
I mean, it's a Valiant comic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Think like. Punisher crossed with Winter Soldier, like mix those two kind of characters, and yeah, you've got Bloodshot also with some shape shifting ability.
That was one of the things that Hastings tried doing on like Saturday mornings. Is they would have like, oh yeah, we're gonna have comic book or artists and writers do like videos about how to draw people and stuff, and like everybody's like, oh, so it's gonna be like DC Marvel, no, Valiant Comics. So nobody knew who the artists were, nobody knew who the writers were, and it went about as well as you thought it would. Remember the tournaments? Worse than that.
Oh, those tournaments did go pretty bad. yeah.
It's the only reason I knew who Bloodshot was because of that.
There's honestly some Marvel and DC writers writers and artists that a lot of people wouldn't recognize too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, but at least they can say Marvel and DC.
That's fair.
Valiant Comics.
Valiant's not bad. Like, it's one of the bigger of the indies.
Okay.
I mean, I say not bad as like I don't really care about any comics coming out of Valiant that I can like think
they,
of.
They pump out books, but like
what is Valiant doing the Realm? I don't remember.
I think that's IDW.
Is it? I don't think.
Or no, it's Image.
Is it Image this
I'm
doing
pretty
the Realm?
Sure cuz doesn't Image work with he does Beauty through Image too.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's not through Valiant. I would have known that because I would not make that joke knowing that we interviewed Jeremy Hahn.
Because like, I'm trying to remember the logo.
Yeah,
that
no,
was
I'm
on
like
it.
I'm like pretty sure it's Image.
It is Image.
Yes.
You're right.
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
I did something.
You sure did.
So I can keep crapping on Valiant right now.
Yeah, you got it. Right. But before you do that, we're just going to go ahead and move past it
because
that's really not that newsworthy to keep talking about.
I mean, Vin Diesel's a huge nerd, and if this is if he really cares about Bloodshot, then this has a chance of being really good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm actually a little bit excited about it.
I'm going to watch it, and that's the reason I wanted to mention it because, yeah, Vin Diesel is really nerdy.
Yeah.
And I like Vin Diesel a lot.
I know that also Jason David Frank does a lot of like dressing up as Bloodshot.
Huh.
I've seen that on his Instagram from time to time.
That's also, for a while, they were putting out Ninjak. That was an amazing book.
Oh, Valiant? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't, yeah.
I had to look up and make sure that was, because that was the book reading part of Bloodshot and Ninjak. I ended up dropping Bloodshot pretty quick, though.
Because I know Valiant is, like, I don't read anything from them personally. I can't really speak to the quality of any of their books, but I know that Valiant is one of the bigger of the, like I said, one of the bigger of the independent publishers. They're not quite as big as Image or IDW, but like they're up there.
And they have a following, and they also do have pretty relatively recognizable names between Exo Manowar, Ninjak, and Bloodshot. Like yeah. Those are their three
big
ones that people are more likely to have heard of.
Because, I've heard of Bloodshot, and I've heard of Ninjak. And I've seen covers for Exo Manowar.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodshot I just know as a character because I see cosplays of it all the time and I see fan art of it pretty frequently. So yeah, it's got to be at least fairly popular for that. And for Vin Diesel to be making a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Especially since he does have a little bit of an in with Marvel and he could have made what?
A little bit of an in?
Yeah.
He's Groot!
I understand.
But that's not a little bit of an in.
But he only says three words.
Yeah, and he
You know how much money they give him to say those three words?
Not as much as they give Robert Downey Jr.
Against anybody.
Point is.
He wins. Robert Downey Jr. wins.
Yeah, because they didn't know that this was going to get that big. His contract is not...
Stupid. They're just dying to get rid of him at this point.
They call him Big Poppy. Like... And he loves it.
And he's so good, so let's just keep going. Like, you keep Tony Stark in there. All right, on a completely opposite end of the spectrum, the Psych TV show, they announced a movie sequel. And it's going to have all the original characters, or all the original actors, too.
Which Allie is super excited.
Probably. I'm super excited. I love that show.
I've never seen it.
Didn't that show get, canceled, 2 years ago?
It didn't get canceled. It finished.
Oh, it finished. All right.
Did a movie.
They haven't done a movie yet, have they?
I thought that was.
I thought they already did a movie.
Yeah, I thought they did the movie after it was done because that's what Charlotte Flair was in.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know they did a movie.
That's why
let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I'd read.
Yeah, because I'm kind of curious on why they're doing another movie after the show.
Well, because they
did
say it was a movie sequel, but I assume they meant sequel to the series.
Psych the Movie 2017.
Well, it sounds like you have something to watch.
I do. I did not know they made a movie out of it.
Dalton.
That's really exciting. Except that I'm actually going to watch it instead of spending hours on YouTube watching videos I've already watched.
Well, in fairness, now it's Kingdom Hearts. This is the thing that's been dictating my life for the last 2 weeks.
Points for Dalton. I'm fine with that.
I needed one person on my side.
I was going to say it was an even match, but Dalton triggered with Kingdom Hearts, and I don't know anything else but Tunnel Vision for that. So
it's been 2 years. I finally figured out the point systems on Nerd Up.
You say Kingdom Hearts, and yeah, man.
But yeah, it came out back in December.
Okay.
I don't think it was a theatrical movie. I think it was just like a USA.
Straight to TV.
USA. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Because, yeah, they did say like a movie sequel, and that made me think. Because I checked IMDb for Psych, and I saw the series and movie 2018.
Mm-hmm. It was December 7th, 2017.
Yeah, well. I wonder if that's the movie I saw on IMDb, because if they just announced via Twitter that the sequel is happening,
yeah.
I should have thought about that the movie's probably not going to come out in 2018.
Which, I'm super happy for that fandom, because you don't get that a whole lot of times, where it's all right, the show's over, and that's it. But, the movie came out 3 years after the show ended.
Yeah, and I mean, the show ended in 2016, I'm pretty sure.
IMDb's telling me 2014.
I don't think it was that long ago. But either way, the series had a really satisfying ending and was a great show. I loved that show. So, yeah, no, a movie for me to watch now and one coming up soon? Sweet.
Yeah, there was I think it was into the third season. They did a big reveal, but it was literally something all of the characters had talked about for all of the three seasons. Mm. And then this was, some giant announcement. And I'm like, yep, nope, not, can't do this anymore. That one thing totally broke me on it. Allie tried to defend it, but even she was just yeah, that was kind of.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It's a 20-year-old show at this point. The mom.
Oh.
And they constantly talk about how she just left and how she just left, and then she comes back and she's like, "Oh yeah, I did kind of leave." What?
That's not how I remember that happening.
It was something
at all.
I don't remember. It was something like that. It was something about the mom. They knew why she wasn't around, and then she comes back. And then she gives the reason why she wasn't around, and it was the reason that we already knew.
Hmm.
But, Sean took it as, some giant revelation. And I don't know if it was just him, hearing it from her, but it was just I don't care.
I don't remember.
Move on, please.
I don't remember being upset with it at all, and I feel like that's something that would have upset me.
No. A lot of people were not upset by it.
Yeah, no, that's it's a super popular show.
It's the same thing with, like, Supernatural. Okay, no more lies. Smash cut two, me lying. Nope, done. It's been 10 seasons. I'm out.
That's a very different situation because they kept doing that. That's a fun plot point the first time, even maybe the second time.
Mm-hmm.
When they do it 8 seasons in a row.
Oh, when they go out of their way to do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
No, that's obnoxious.
That's what killed me.
They're just mid-thought, and they're like, no, I want to lie right now. No, I ate apples. I know it was never that small of a lie, but like
it was always something earth-shattering for right. The other one.
Something that there's literally no reason you should lie about this.
Yep, like something that this other person should absolutely know, but you can't tell them because then they'll freak out and then blah, blah, blah.
Only time it worked was the wall in his brain. Like, okay, you can't tell him about the thing because otherwise the wall will come down and it will kill him because his brain will like explode.
Yeah, no, that was cool. That's the only time.
That made sense. I'm okay with that. But yeah, it's literally like, hey, giant cluster just happened. Okay, so do we know anything about it? No, but you know, after what just happened, we have to be honest with each other. Also, by the way, I talked to the cluster thing. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to tell you about it, though.
But no more lies.
That's not a lie. That's just withholding truth.
Which is called a lie of omission.
You're just skimming over things. It's fine. It's fine.
But, well, because they don't say anything about lying. They say we have to be honest with each other.
Oh, all right. Then you got me on
no,
that.
I think they do say no more lies.
Okay. Oh, well, they probably say both more than a few times.
More than likely.
But anyway, before we go down that that rabbit hole any further, Incredibles 2 is the highest grossing animated movie ever by domestic sales.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That movie was great. I finally got to see it this last week.
Are they doing a Toy Story 4? Because they're not going to be holding that too long.
They are doing a Toy Story
4. Oh, well, then that's
We've
not going to be.
We've known this for a
while. Yeah, that's not going to be held for a
but
while.
I don't want to cry anymore.
I mean,
that's a big reason why I haven't wanted to go watch Incredibles 2 yet.
You won't cry in Incredibles 2.
You met Dalton. Me? Still haven't watched Coco either.
I might.
Oh, that one you'll cry in.
Yeah.
I might make him cry by the end of the episode.
Possibly.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry. No.
Sorry,
what the hell?
I haven't been here in a long time. I didn't need all of this to happen.
Manny just wants to see a grown man cry.
This is the content she comes
oh, no,
here
I'm
for.
Making Dalton cry.
I know. Oh, yeah. Man, I watch my kid cry enough. Like, you're right. Maybe skip it because I got to deal with my kid. Like,
that's like more of a comparison.
So if Dalton's not here next week, do you want me to bring Mike and he can just, it'll be the same thing? Because that.
I don't know. Mike might be too mature for people used to Dalton.
Yeah.
So anyway.
At a certain point, it's just punching down.
Oh, it's
yeah.
The
whole less
time.
Energy.
So anyway. So yeah, Incredibles 2. Great movie. I'm really happy I got to see it in theaters because that was just wonderful. And I'm really, really happy for it doing really well because I really wanted it to do really well because The Incredibles is still one of my favorite Pixar movies of all time.
I knew it would do well, but I'm surprised it did that well. Because like you always think of like Toy Story being like the big one. Mm-hmm. So for it to beat Toy Story, which I don't know if Toy Story even had the record or not, but
no, I don't think it did. But mostly just inflation is a thing. Toy Story came
out.
Oh,
does this not count?
I don't
think
so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is just straight dollars.
That makes more sense.
And also the amount of Pixar movies that have come out that have been super popular.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 3 came out in like 2010.
Yeah, it has been a really long time.
It's been 2009, 2010 since that, because I was like a junior.
There was something that just popped up on my Facebook memories of it's like, oh, when I left the theater at Toy Story 3. And I was like, dear Lord, that was that long ago. Why don't we have another one of these?
Soon-ish.
They can't
Not soon enough.
They can't keep crushing our souls like every quarter. That would be bad.
I mean, they're doing it annually. Like, Pixar is just knocking out of the park left and right on these animated movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh, Coco. You definitely need to see Coco.
Yeah. Yes.
It's
he still
so
probably
good.
Hasn't even seen Wonder Woman yet.
I watched Moana like a year ago.
That's not going to save you.
I've tried my best.
All right, so.
oh, you can't see the look on her
this
face.
Is why we need a video podcast.
Just have it on Mandy most of the time, really.
Like, the rest of the show, Dawn, I'm just going to stare at you like this.
You lost
it's
all
like,
the favor you had.
Not
with
yet.
Her eyes go black and just.
Retracting it all. I'll go find somebody else.
I'm going to buy Roxas like this week, but hold off until Sunday. And why when she's doing the episode, that's what I'll send the picture.
All right, so Batman the Animated Series will be HD on the DC Universe.
And they got my money.
HD.
Yeah, as if I needed another reason to get the DC Universe at this point. That'll do it.
Have we got any information on the beta yet?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah,
no information on the beta, no information on price point. Because that's one of those things like, yeah, I definitely want to see season 3 of Young Justice. I definitely want to watch Batman the Animated Series in HD. I will not pay $50 a month to do it.
Especially because Amazon Prime's video, I have to assume that the DCU video streaming thing will be way more intuitive than Amazon Prime.
Oh my God.
Because it is the worst when you were trying to watch TV shows.
They finally yes. fixed it a little bit where like it does group Batman the Animated. It doesn't group seasons anymore.
I was going to say, does it finally like recommend season 3 after you finish season 2 because you had a search by
yes,
Batman
that was
Animated
so
Series
annoying.
Season 2?
That was, yeah, no, the fact that they had every show that they had on Amazon Prime Instant was split by season. It was the dumbest thing ever. Like, the only way I got around it, kind of, was by adding all four seasons of Batman to my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, the naming isn't consistent on it, so they were out of order. Mm-hmm. So I had to move it around. But either way, they fixed that now where it actually is just a show. Like Netflix or Hulu would have it, and it's you watch season.
Only took
them
4 years.
Right. Longer than that,
it was a nightmare trying to watch Avatar and trying to find the seasons and stuff.
Yeah.
The Last Airbender,
and they've now taken Last Airbender off of Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
at least really frustrating.
It. Yeah. You think it'll be 10 a month? You think it'll be more?
I'm thinking 10 a month. That's 15. It would be really really stupid for them to.
It'll be 15 because it's including the comics.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If the comic service is baller, then yeah, I could see them doing 15. But I feel like if they're gonna try and compete with Hulu and Netflix, they can't be more expensive than Hulu and Netflix.
I mean, Netflix went up though. Hulu's still holding, but Netflix is still like 12. It's like I think
yeah,
it's
$11.99 for Netflix and it's $11.99 for ad free Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, or is I think it's $10.99 for Netflix and $11.99 for ad free Hulu.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I still have that Spotify bundle.
That's what my bank account tells me, I believe.
Right? Yeah. No, that's what I'm thinking because I don't remember them being the same price. I think Hulu without ads is a dollar more expensive. But anyway, it would be really really silly of them to try and release a streaming service and make it more expensive than Netflix or Hulu.
But it's Warner Brothers.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying 15 sounds right. But just because it's silly for them to do it doesn't mean they won't do it, is what I'm getting at.
I also just get this itchy feeling that it's going to be locked to a single account.
Oh, yeah, probably. Like you're not going to be able to do the account sharing.
You'll only have like two, it'll have a max of like 3 devices.
And you have to activate them on each of those devices and all that good stuff. Yeah,
you know,
probably.
Can't have it on at the same time. And
as long as they make it Chromecastable, I'll be okay.
Please. That was the thing that I didn't know when I had my Amazon Prime free trial, because that was my priority, was Batman Animated Series. So then I had to deal with their searching nonsense and like find the season that I was looking for. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to Chromecast this on my TV. Why does this not work?
Yep, because Amazon and Google hate each other. I say that. Amazon hates Google. Google doesn't care.
Google does not recognize Amazon. You have to use us to get to your website, so.
Golly.
You know how many people are browsing your website on Google Chrome?
Right.
Amazon just, they have their Fire Sticks. So they don't want to support Chromecast, which is dumb. It's built into Android functionality at this point.
I still just don't buy enough stuff off of Amazon to make Prime worth it.
I buy so much stuff off of Amazon. Having stuff delivered to my office in 2 days, worth it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's pretty great, not gonna lie.
And then you get discounts on stuff too, which is nice for Prime. So
they're bringing back Prime Day.
Yeah, 16.
The 16th. I know.
Hopefully it's better than last year, which was just like, hey, we found the equivalent of all this box of junk in our garage.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was really the Amazon garage sale. Like this, all this stuff that's just kind of sitting here that vendors have probably just left in our abandoned in our warehouse.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, so hopefully Prime Day is. I know they're doing at least a few cool things like with the Twitch Prime. And stuff like that. I think they said you're getting 16 free games
21.
If you have Twitch Prime.
It's a free game for 21 days.
Nice.
That's cool.
Starting in July.
So, yeah. I'm sure they'll do some other cool stuff with that. Because they do, since they partnered up with Twitch, they've started doing a bunch of cool stuff, like with in-game giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Batman the Animated Series will make its HD debut. Like, it's not HD anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be HD.
Like, in the Blu-ray collection we still don't have. Warner Brothers?
They would make so much money if they sold it in Blu-ray.
Dude, they were making so much money on the DVD because, like, the new DVD set for just one of the volumes was still, like, $40.
I believe that.
No, I mean, no, that's how much, like, whenever I worked at Hastings, that's how much brand new retail that was.
Yeah, no, I believe
it was,
that.
It was ignorant. Like, I even checked Amazon, and it was still that.
Or more.
And they could do some cheap plastic, like, collector's edition, Bat Signal, Batmobile, something.
I'd buy it.
Absolutely. And not even think about it. I'd be mad that I'd be spending, you know, $200 on...
Because you know that's what they would charge for that kind of collection.
Four seasons of a TV show from the 90s, but...
And not even long seasons.
No, they're not. That's the thing is I was going... That's why I was so annoyed with the seasons and the way it was laid out in Prime. Because I burned through them so quick and it's like, okay, let's start the next episode. What is this? No, I don't want to watch Justice League. What? What? Why... What do you mean I have to search for it? Why is it keep showing me the last season first?
Oh. So silly. So silly. Yeah. Again, like a month ago or something like that, they finally fixed it. Because I've still, like, that's my go-to background thing. I go to Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. and I just throw on the animated series because it's so good. But anyway, Netflix, going back to those guys, have picked up an Ultraman CGI series for 2019, which... Could have been a little bit more hype if had they actually used Ultraman in... Or did they end up using Ultraman in the Ready Player One movie, or have you seen it?
I still haven't seen it.
I've seen half of it. So I don't remember. I fell asleep.
Oh. Because I watched the Ready Player One movie, and I'm trying to remember...
It was pretty interesting, but I was very tired. I don't...
Wasn't that interesting?
Well, like, no, the way you said that, I was like, you mean the movie that's only been out in theaters you watched half of, huh? No, you fall asleep. Okay, good.
Oh, I thought I watched it a different way.
All right.
Well, then.
Because I don't remember if it's Ultraman that they... I know they excluded Supaida Man.
Oh, man, not Supaida Man.
It's useless now. That's why I fell asleep.
I love that internet cartoon where it's Supaida Man and Deadpool.
Oh, I hate the world.
Well, that was because that was in the actual book. Like, it was a Spider-Man mech that was a part of a Japan-only series way back in the 80s. And that was in the book. Like, he actually used that mech. But the mech was completely excluded from the film, as were most other 80s references, because they assumed their target audience would not get them. Mm-hmm. And they would have been correct, because I had to look up so much stuff from the book. And I'm actually fairly familiar with 80s pop culture, nerdy pop culture anyway. But yeah.
Supaida Man.
Look it up. It's neat. It's a really neat mech.
How do you spell it?
Just try it.
Just try it. You'll get it.
It's Google. It's already in your head. It probably is ready for you to start typing.
It's your phone's heard us talking.
We've said it out loud, yeah.
It's got it for you. Don't worry about it. While he's looking that up, Nick Cage has been cast, possibly. I think this is a rumor.
Yeah, it was still reportedly, but...
Reportedly, Nick Cage has been cast in the Spider-Verse movie as Spider-Man Noir. Which, that's just a cool Spider-Man.
That sounds cool.
That's the best possible, like, that's the best thing that Nick Cage could do.
Yes, I would not have wanted him to do anything else.
Yeah. Except for maybe Mysterio.
He could have done Goblin.
Yeah. But yeah, Spider-Man Noir, it fits.
Yeah.
He's got the voice for it.
Yeah, if he was going to do a Spider-Man, I'm glad he did Spidey Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think that'll work out.
Or Peter Porker.
That could have
worked. I'd listen to Nick Cage as Peter Porker.
So apparently what we're getting at here is Nick Cage is a lot more versatile than we like to admit normally.
Voice acting wise.
Yes.
Because it still gives me flashbacks to that Tim Burton Superman movie of him in the outfit with the, like, receding hairline mullet.
Oh, God.
It just, that's not a great look. So, but yes. It's just replaced that, but with, it's a Spider-Man outfit now. And Spider-Man Noir is a, I like that they're fully going with, like, a bunch of different... Because it's into the Spider-Verse, so we're getting all of those different variations on
the character.
Because
I don't think Dalton has managed to find it, but
and
that's
he found it in like 3 seconds.
See, I found that, and I was like, no, that's just Spider-Man. No.
Yeah, no, it's a Spider-Man show. Like, it was just released in Japan, and he had a mech.
Oh, because Jesus Christ.
It was the 80s, and it was Japan.
I found that, but like that wasn't what I was looking for.
That is not anything that came to my mind.
Yeah, no, I was expecting something way more outlandish.
Yeah, because the book Ready Player One does a pretty decent job of, like, if it's a particularly obscure 80s reference, he goes on to explain it and tell you what it was and describe it so you know what you're thinking of. Much more difficult to do in a movie.
You were looking for something like this with Godzilla and the Spider-Man mech as our flying space car.
For real, though, I'm sorry that we're going back to this.
That's actually a poster from the show.
Yeah, fans, I'm sorry that you're having it, but Spider-Man is just a man in a really, really bad Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
Hey, like, in the 80s, this was a great Spider-Man costume.
Yeah. Did you see the live-action Spider-Man from the U.S. in the 80s? Or was it the 70s?
Nope.
Either one. That was...
It was bad.
It was worse than Tobey Maguire wrestling.
Yeah. Whenever that first Spider-Man movie came out, we got that costume for live action. Yeah.
Oh, no, I just mean the one he threw together.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, where he wrestled Bonesaw. Yep. Yeah.
Because Bonesaw is ready. Yeah, I can't do his voice. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. I can.
But anyway, yeah, Spider-Man is neat. Anyway, this next portion of our podcast... brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri, the best comic shop in Southeast Missouri by a wide margin.
Probably Missouri.
Probably Missouri.
Probably America.
I just haven't been to very many comic shops in Missouri, so I can't.
No, they're hands down the best comic book shop I've been in Missouri.
Well, yeah, definitely the best I've been in Missouri, but there are a lot that I haven't been in. There's apparently some really good ones in Kansas City.
Probably not as good as Villainous Grounds.
No, I've been to a couple in Kansas City. They don't hold a flame.
No, fair enough. So anyway, Villainous Grounds, great place for comic books. Also, coffee. Delicious, delicious coffee.
I'm willing to say David is laughing about Spider-Man.
Probably. All right, so the first thing I want to do in comic book news, rest in peace, Steve Ditko. Why?
Don't look
what
this
a terrible time
to
laugh.
Okay.
Because it's not funny.
I wanted to kick him as he was leaning back and to make him fall to feel sorry for what he just did.
Seriously.
He's crying and laughing right now. He's about to, he looks like he's going to cry. He's laughing so hard.
His fault.
I disagree.
You didn't have to look at your phone at the table.
I know.
Uh-huh. So anyway, rest in peace, Steve Ditko and Dalton Anthony for laughing
really
at the death
want to group them in
of
the same
Steve Ditko.
Though?
No, because he contributed to the world positively.
Right.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know who Steve Ditko is, maybe you're not big comic book fans, but he's a legendary artist in the comic book world. You may have heard of one of the characters he helped create, Spider-Man. Yeah, that was most of that was Steve Ditko's design. They Stan Lee created the idea of the character, but he basically just had kind of a really loose groundwork in the name. Basically wanted to be a teenager. And yeah, Steve Ditko did the rest, including the costume, like the mask, the web shooters. It was all Ditko's ideas.
Also, like a sizable chunk of Spider-Man's Rogues Gallery.
Yep.
With Steve Ditko. A bunch of other characters. Like I think Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange
was a Steve Ditko
creation.
You
know, Ditko has provided a lot to the comic books world. That is still actively being used today, and Spider-Man is arguably one. It's definitely one of the most loved comic book characters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, we have lost a legend this day. Not today. It was 2 days ago, I think. This week,
yeah,
it was earlier in the week.
Yeah, this week we have lost a legend, and it's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm looking through just a list of characters that Steve Ditko created, and. Yeah, we would just not have Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man just but the entire universe around Spider-Man that makes Spider-Man so good.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, if you look at some of the older stuff, Jack Kirby was also one of the people that were helping with Spider-Man, and his idea for the character looked completely different from what we got, including the origin of Spider-Man being a teenage kid that found a ring that gave him his power. That was Kirby's idea for Spider-Man. Stanley shot it down.
That wouldn't get you sued.
No, there were plenty of other crossover stuff. Nobody wanted to start that war because, yeah, both companies have borrowed so very much from each other.
My ring's stronger than your ring. My ring shoots web.
So anyway, moving on from there, Marvel has announced a new series, Black Panther versus Deadpool. So another... interesting versus series.
I've never meshed those two together.
I mean, it's like it's starting to get the Deadpool oversaturation for me. Like, I'm starting to see it, but Black Panther is an interesting enough one. I'm not going to buy it. Like, even if, unless it's that thing where we're just upstairs at Villainous Grounds and I see the number one on the wall, I might grab it.
What was that book you bought on?
Oh, Cosmic Ghost Rider. We'll get into that whenever we're talking about what we've been reading. Because I'm going to need a dedicated platform for that. Oh, boy,
because that is some kind of awful.
But the idea of T'Challa, like, having to interact with Deadpool, that could be interesting. That could be fun.
I feel like it
could
shake his head a lot.
But it depends on, like, what version of Deadpool we're getting.
And what version of Black Panther, for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what we're going to get out of this book. It sounds interesting. That's been a hot thing with comic books in general, is like the whole versus situation. Though Marvel has been doing pretty much everybody versus Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Is it an ongoing or like a 6-issue, 10-issue?
It's a miniseries. Okay. Yeah, it's not.
That's better.
Yeah, I have no idea how many issues it is, but yeah, it's a miniseries. And then they've also announced a new solo series for Shatterstar. You guys may have seen him in the Deadpool 2 film.
Very briefly.
Unless you went to the bathroom.
So, yeah, he's kind of an interesting character. A lot of people do like him. I don't care. He's 14-year-old Jesse, like, if I was reading comic books back then, would have been really excited about a Shatterstar solo book because, I mean, he's an alien gladiator that can make portals with his swords. Like, he's super edgelord cool. But
to be fair, we let 14-year-old Jesse and 14-year-old Asa pick the music on the drive up to St. Louis. And that's not a great idea.
Oh, it was fun.
Whole lot of Hollywood undead.
Oh, Jesus.
I love them.
Huh.
I mean, not
I saw
super
them at,
shocked.
Like, Riot Fest.
Today I learned.
Not shocked.
I don't
though.
Think you understand what we sang at McDonald's sometimes. It was a lot of Hollywood Undead.
I mean, they have a few real good earworms. Like,
but I've never.
I say
heard...
real good. They have a few earworms.
I've never listened to them.
Really?
Like, I've heard
That's
the name.
That's surprising.
That, like, is I've really surprising.
I've heard the name.
I guarantee you, if we played some, anyway. You will have recognized
yeah.
it
afterwards. So yeah, getting a Shatterstar solo book could be interesting.
Do you think it's just going to be like he's going to be in the first 5 pages and then it switches to a different character's book? Hey, maybe it'll be Iceman.
That would be a better idea. Better here. Really.
No, they want people to buy it.
Jesus.
He's really working at it. He's just going to whittle you away, and then at the end of the show,
I want the
he's
going to
hit you with
I'm very proud of my, like, self-control on this.
I'm just going to get my camera ready.
Tears.
All right, so now, Trevor Camp, listen up. This one's very much for you.
Constantine?
No.
Oh, wow.
And also Amanda, his wife. Both of them will be happy about this. Boom Studios has acquired rights to the Firefly comics, and in November, they are releasing a new Firefly comic book series. The first one they're doing is going to be focusing on the War of Unification, and it will be specifically about how Mal and Zoe meet. So, yeah, it should be a really, really interesting book, especially for, you know, Firefly fans out there that haven't gotten anything in a minute.
Yeah.
So... Because Dark Horse had the comics for that, and I don't think they've published anything for Firefly in a long time now. So, yeah, new Firefly comics coming soon. November, head to your local comic shop, like Villainous Grounds. They can set a copy back for you.
Even if they're not local, go to Villainous Grounds.
Just go They'll there. Let you put a pin on a wall.
They will. If
there's
you're
a map.
There's a map you can put in where you're from. It's neat. And you can see all the places that other people have come there from. It's very neat.
Yeah.
All right. Next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan from Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including their social media links, at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one the last Wednesday of every month. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about, you've heard us talk about before, I am really hyped for Anthem because I'm really hoping that it'll be what Destiny wasn't. And, you know, that's good.
Yes.
Dang.
See, yeah. I want to be proud of you, but I know the amount of time you kept playing Destiny.
I did.
Even after I'm like just screaming into the void, it's not good. They're lying to you. Excited about a thing.
How many times you made Dalton buy Destiny?
Man, that's your fault. You could have played it with us and had fun, because that game...
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it twice for him, and I just...
Yeah, couldn't. I think the second time we bought it the same time.
Yeah, we did.
And I had fun, and we played a lot.
Yeah, that game was super fun to play with friends, in that games are fun to play with friends.
It's the... My problem with it, though, was, like, and it's kind of what I'm worried about running into with, like, as we're getting more into the Division, of it's, you have to be making the same amount of progress. Because if someone gets way super far ahead,
mm-hmm.
then you're jumping in on, like, they're jumping in on your game. They're doing literally everything. They're killing every enemy because you're just throwing pebbles
yes,
at
that
them.
Yes, that happened to me one time. I just immediately died, and I could never kill anyone. I just had to stand on the back, and I got real mad.
Yeah.
But that only happened once. A lot of the time, we just did the thingies.
Yep. Because for the most part, like in Destiny, you could get caught up pretty quick
mm-hmm.
because there was, like, there was a wall, basically. It started out where there was a significant difference between you and a max level player, but once they're making that final grind, basically the last like 20 points,
mm-hmm.
getting to that point was pretty easy. That last grind, though, rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I know the one particular thing, like when, because it was the Rise of Iron when you bought the game again, right?
Yeah, because this was the complete Ultimate Edition.
Yeah. Because we made the mistake of not using the upgrade token on one of your characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just, in the very first mission, completely outclassed by everything. It's not an enjoyable time for you.
But it was only because you were in there with me.
I think, no, it was because your gear was just so far below where you needed to be for that area.
You leveled me up because I went back and did it on my own.
Huh.
Like the next time I played, I was solo and I burned through, and I was going through those story missions.
Because it doesn't matter what level I am. Like, it's not like Elder Scrolls or Red Dead or anything like that. Where
maybe it wasn't the story. There was something that we did that you were that I was just dead.
We may have been doing a Nightfall version of something.
I was dead and shooting at things.
Because, yeah, remember the first thing that we had you do was it was like that first quest coming back. Like, you were coming back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing the first Rise of Iron quest to get to the new starting area. But you wanted to save your token for a different character since you were close to the cap.
Mm-hmm.
But it was far enough away that you were getting decimated by a lot of the enemies at the very beginning. We got through it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it took a minute. Either way, the game was super fun to play with friends. And, yeah, I do think that could be a problem in the Division eventually, like if one of us gets super far ahead. Because mm-hmm. that one seems to have a pretty steep curve. But I don't know about Anthem. We don't know what exactly that's going to be like yet.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
It looks super neat.
It looks super fun, and I'm super excited about it. And also, they announced this last week. They had a whole like 30-minute gameplay preview talking about a ton of the stuff in the game, and I'm even more hyped than ever. But the one thing in particular that I was really happy about was their very explicit talk on microtransactions. There will not be pay for power situations in this game. There will not be loot boxes. You will be buying cosmetic items, and you will know exactly what you're buying before you buy it. And that's going to be the microtransactions for the game.
Like, you have to pay real money for cosmetics?
Or yes.
Okay.
So, like, think League of Legends skins.
Oh. Of all the games, you had to say that one.
Except this game costs $60.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no. League of Legends was free.
So free.
I only spent like $400 on it, probably.
Did they say how
easily.
Much? Did they say, like...
I don't want to talk about it. I don't know. I know the mistakes I've made.
Oh, no, that's fine. You can look at her, but there's a reason Jesse didn't throw out a number.
Accurate.
Did they say that all cosmetics are you have to buy, or is it
no,
just like...
They okay. did not say all cosmetics you have to buy.
Can you earn like the paid cosmetics in-game? Did they mention that?
They did not say.
Okay.
But they did say that. Sorry about that noise there, folks.
Fan is readjusting. Even that loud.
To us, no, it wasn't.
But looking at the computer screen,
I'm sorry. Should have canceled the show tonight because I'm here.
But anyway, they didn't give us any specifics on that other than the only microtransactions that are in the game will be for cosmetics. They didn't say anything on the other side of it or anything like that. So yeah. really, really happy about that. We're not going to get a Battlefront 2 situation, or which thankfully they finally fixed, or you know, any of those others pay-to-win games that you pay $60 for.
Yeah.
Because gross. Yes.
That is good, though. That is nice.
Also, in a similar vein, so I've been seeing this a whole lot on Reddit and posted otherwhere, or other places, just because it's been getting a lot of news coverage recently. Game called Warframe. Not new by any means. It's been out for a few years, but when it first came out, it was not popular, minus the extreme cult following that it had. It's a free-to-play game, and I finally tried it out. Have I said Warframe yet?
Yes. Yeah.
Warframe is what I'm talking about. Okay, just want to make sure that I'm talking about Warframe.
Because I also
Jesse wants us to play it.
Because I've already downloaded it on my Xbox.
We all got messages this morning.
But because every time
I don't have an Xbox anymore. Oh, you still have your Xbox.
I do. I just talk about selling it all the time.
every time I see something on Reddit about it, because it has, like you said, it has been popping up in all.
r/Warframe has been popping up a ton in r/all.
I always get it confused with the tabletop game.
Warhammer?
Warhammer, yes. And I was like, oh, no, I don't need to get involved in anything like that.
Oh, no.
Because that is a terrible money sink.
I have told Andrew multiple times to stay far away from Warhammer. Never look into Warhammer. We're not going to play Warhammer. Because I know Andrew.
But it looks kind of fun.
It really does.
I would be, I would be terrible at it. Because I'm terrible at Risk. I can't do anything like that.
So much fun.
It's fun to play when you're playing with people dumber than you. And unfortunately, everyone that wants to play games with me is smarter than me.
Well, I mean, you don't play games with Andrew anyways because he's an a-hole. But
he definitely can be, particularly in board games.
Yes. I called him out as soon as we started Settlers and effed him over in the beginning because he'd come back for me.
Like that time at House on Haunted Hill where he turned and then that very next turn he killed me and it was my first time ever playing the game. Oh, wait.
That was played for Andrew. 10 minutes.
Listen.
They live together. What do you expect now?
Who was that, Jesse?
I don't remember. I don't know. I think this was a fever dream you had.
I have Ace's back so hard on this so quickly because I felt so bad that he just sat there.
That sounds like a Jesse move.
Look, we
were playing Betrayal. Your excuses and I was the traitor.
Nothing.
Like, he played his part well.
I mean, what else was I going to do?
So Warhammer.
Warframe.
Dang it. Okay.
Warframe.
We're spiraling out of control.
It's free to play. So I finally downloaded it because I didn't even know it was free to play until I looked it up. Finally downloaded it and played it because I just grabbed it on Steam. And it is ridiculously fun. Third person space sci-fi shooter with dungeon crawler elements to it. Heavily focused on PvE with like a PvP option, but they do not balance around PvP. Yes.
I know you're building towards it, but was there a story about Warframe, or
yes.
did you just okay? Because I was like, or is he just wanting to convince everybody to play Warframe with him?
Nope, I did that outside of the show. I'm just giving other people like telling them what Warframe is, so they can try this out because it seems really, really cool.
Yeah, I always see the GIFs. I have no idea what any of it is, but it looks cool.
It's craziness, but it's so much fun. It's coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, neat.
It's already out on PS4 and Xbox One and PC, obviously. So, yeah, they're working on a Switch port. And they also showed off their new update coming out, the Fortuna update. And they're adding some kind of, like, open world element to it, as well as space battles with, like, multiple crew members.
Hmm.
So you can have, like, somebody flying the ship and shooting while somebody else is keeping the ship clear and everything else. And then you actually can board enemy ships, do that kind of stuff. It's for PvE missions, but yeah.
PvE or PvP?
PvE.
That's better.
Very little PvP content in Warframe.
So, is this a thing where, like, we can have multiple, like, I can use, like, if I start playing it on Xbox, if I download it on PC, my stuff will carry over?
Not that I'm aware of, because I was wondering about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a way to link the accounts or not.
We know it won't link with PS4. But like, that's a given.
We're very confident about that. But yeah, because I've already been playing it on PC and I played it on an Xbox. I cleared the first mission in here today on Xbox and my character didn't carry over. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a way to link them on the website or not because they do have their own website and everything set up for it. But I'll look into that and see and I can let you know.
That'd probably be when I play on my Xbox more because I could see myself getting into that on the Switch, but this is probably going to be an Xbox thing for me.
Yeah, because it's definitely going to look better on the Xbox. Though, the requirements on it, like the PC requirements, are shockingly low for how good it looks. Like XP Service Pack 3 with a Core 2 Duo processor, like ancient stuff by technology standards.
A potato.
Manny's PC might even be able to run it.
No. Oh. That ancient thing.
Yeah, that one. So either way, it looks really, really cool. The update looks really, really cool. It's getting a lot of hype around it. And I've been looking for something to replace Destiny because I wanted that game. I wanted Destiny 2 to be good. Mm-hmm. I really did.
But no, this new expansion that's coming out it's what everybody's been wanting. Mm-hmm. You just have to buy all of the old previous expansions and the base game.
Bye.
And then buy this new expansion.
Bye.
And that's the game that you wanted.
I was fine with it the first time because they made the mistakes and they had learned from their mistakes and they were able to move past it. But when they did it again for Destiny 2, no.
I don't know why this just popped in my head, but just real quick aside, tomorrow is the day of the great happening on r/ThanosDidNothingWrong.
Yeah.
They're going to ban half of the sub.
Mm-hmm.
The admins have okayed it, but you have to be like an active person, so go poop post something on that sub.
I thought you just had to be subbed.
No, it said something about being active. So I've left a handful of comments on there. None of them have gotten more than the upvote that I automatically get when you post something. But
the pity upvote.
Just the, you upvote yourself.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Self high five.
Kind of. But yeah, that's happening tomorrow and I'm actually a little excited.
Jesus.
I also subbed to it, but I don't think I've posted anything inside of it. I just browsed the memes.
Because it's so good. And it's the thing. It's like,
good memes.
I don't want to go.
There's so, like, clearly you were in the minority. Most of that subreddit wants the ban.
See, but it's that thing where it's like, I'm going to lose that content. It is like,
no, you can still browse it. You just can't post in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how bans work.
Well, see, but you're supposed, what you're, the honorable thing to do is that if you're banned, you unsubscribe.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the only way that it'll count towards the subscriber count. Is when you're banned, you are still subscribed. So whenever if you get banned on it, you need to unsubscribe so the full effect can be witnessed.
It's got so close to 500,000 subscribers right now.
Oh yeah, because they wanted to get down to 50,000, and then they wanted to go from 50,000 to 25,000, and now they're at something like close to 500,000.
Yep, it's picked up a lot of steam.
My favorite one to come from it is it's that the Babadook meme. Of the mom asking the kid, why can't you be normal? Reddit admins, why can't you be normal? r/ThanosDidNothingWrong mods screeches.
Yep. Yeah, that's about right.
It's so stupid.
It's a fun subreddit.
I'm excited for it.
All right. Next little bit of news. We got a new Digimon game being announced later this month. We don't have literally any information outside of that. But I like Digimon.
Cyber Sleuth was apparently really good.
Yeah.
We never got a copy.
We got one because Tanner traded in his copy here.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know I doubt it's still here. But
yeah, it may not have lasted long because that was the thing I was going to keep my eye out for just because I don't know anything about Digimon past like that first season. Well, that's not true. The first group of kids.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where they get all the replacement stuff and like I had the cards. Or I had some of the cards for like a little while, but it was just me and the neighbor kid playing our own kind of mix of house rules and the actual rules.
I didn't know there was an actual game to that old Digimon card. Because Jake and I each bought a pack. And I got Angemon, and that was my favorite at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm done.
Yes, yes, Angemon.
Dang, sorry. So cool.
Flashback.
Where's Garurumon?
Where Garurumon was my favorite later.
That was
they're making there's a Funko Pop that they just made, and it's Ty and Matt with Agumon and Gabumon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mikey! Using my child to justify. Hey, he's excited. It's fine.
Yeah, Where Garurumon became my favorite, whenever he became a. Because Angemon existed before Where Garurumon.
Yeah.
By the time I bought the card, that wasn't a thing yet. Dalton just over here like, what y'all talking about?
He was
dang,
a toddler.
Man, Angemon though, so cool.
He never watched any of the animes.
Yeah, I don't care. He can get out. I'm already still mad at him.
I'm still kind of salty that they did. I think it was Machine Dramon dirty. It was the season where it was the four evil ones, and he went down like a punk. Just like, yeah. But he was the, to me, he was the coolest looking one. And then he just went down in like one episode as like a throwaway, and I'm like, how are you gonna do my man
how
like
you
that?
Gonna do that? Yeah.
Especially with some of the other like epic deaths that a few of the other ones had.
Mm-hmm. God, I still need to watch Try.
I do too. I haven't watched any of it. I think the dub's actually out now. Ooh. Too.
Gimme.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to check it out. Anyway, Fallout 76, a little bit more news there. Yeah, now Dalton's back in the conversation.
I've talked more than you on this show. What is life?
See what I've solid.
He's working on it, just chipping away. All right, it's going to allow fast travel.
Ooh.
And players under level 5 can't be killed by other players.
Oh, so I'm going to stay under level the entire time. I'm just going to walk around the world.
I was going to say, like, in games like that, you beat level, you get past level 5 in like an hour.
Probably. Like, because we don't know how the level system is going to work in the game, but if it's like any of the other Bethesda titles, yeah, within an hour. Like, you basically, you just won't spawn in clueless and just get griefed immediately.
He's gonna complete all these quests, but just not turn anything in.
Yep. My worst fear is you get out of the vault and be like, you're level 6. Be like, no.
But wait, no.
I'm willing to bet it won't be that bad.
No, I don't think.
But when I played ESO, it was pretty generous with the leveling up.
Yeah, at the beginning anyway. Mm-hmm. And I say at the beginning. When the game first came out, it was really generous with the first several levels, and then it kind of got a little harder. But by the time the game really picked up steam, they wanted everyone to get to the end game content that they had put so much effort into, mm-hmm. and was the more fun content. So leveling up got really fast. But anyway, so yeah, that'll be cool. Like not being able, like being able to explore a little bit before random people just come by and murder you, because that's my biggest fear with that game, is that random people are just going to stop me from having fun.
Anytime I've heard that, you literally have to take it as apparently there's going to be no more than 12 people.
Nope, no, that's wrong. Dozens. It's dozens.
Dozens, okay.
Dozens of players, so you're probably looking at like 48.
So 48, but if it's like so much bigger than Fallout 4, mm-hmm. you're barely going to run into people unless you're looking.
Yeah.
Unless there are specific places that you need to go for certain missions, and that's where you want to set up your place. Like, there's a lot of factors.
Nope, I'm going to be a hermit.
That's fine.
You can try.
I will.
And then you hope that like they don't need to nuke that specific zone.
I'll be a hermit on the move. Can I get
how that works?
Can I get? Can I be an RV? Can I get an RV, a recreational vehicle?
No.
Well, dang.
You know, Grand Theft Auto 5 really does it well because they have passive mode. Yeah. In that you can't attack other players, but you also can't be attacked by other players.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that would be
preferable. That would be a smart system to implement in this game.
So that way you don't have to, like, if you don't want to have to worry about people griefing you, then that's just a guaranteed way that you're still doing everything online. They're still in your world. You can still work together with people, but you just don't
have
to worry.
They can't shoot you in the face. Yep. Because, that's going to get annoying in the game.
And they've already said that, like, after, because it'll be post-launch, they're not going to have it ready at launch, but, like, you'll be able to set up your own server. And, like, have your own, so you could technically be playing by yourself, probably.
Ooh.
But it's still online.
Still online required. Online, or playing
alone, but apparently that's going to make a lot of stuff harder.
Yeah.
Because there are quite a few things.
Well, then you just have a server with your friends.
Exactly.
And that's what we did on Grand Theft Auto all the time. Mm-hmm. Set a private invite-only session, and then load in the four of us.
Yeah.
And we just, that's how we set up
ourselves.
That's how we set up missions and stuff. And then, because even then, like, starting missions, you can turn that off and have, like, if there's two of you and you need four, you can have two other people come in.
Mm-hmm.
Which, boy, it's kind of bleak when we're looking at Grand Theft Auto 5 as a way of
handling your online system.
Your online UI.
Woo. Yeah, because that was rough. That is rough, yeah. I say was because
they fixed it.
I used to play that game. I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. This isn't a I used to. I still do, but I used to, too. No.
I used to. That's it.
But anyway, last bit of news. Monster Hunter World PC release date announcement is also coming soon. Oh, presumably, a lot of this information is going to hit in SDCC coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, I want to go.
So this is a similar situation with E3, where we just got a whole bunch of news, and now we're in a slump.
Now we need to see the stuff that gets leaked, which we're not going to get a lot of game stuff for that because San Diego Comic-Con has never been.
It'll be a ton of movies and comic book stuff.
I'm still a little bitter which it's mostly going to be movies at this point, but I'm still bitter that like Marvel is doing a panel of Marvel games. You know which Marvel game they're not going to talk about?
Spider-Man. Oh, wait, Sony.
The Avengers.
Yeah, no. I still...
I want to... It's literally a panel of five mobile games.
Lights is going to be there. I want to go.
So many action figure things.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
All those... The stupid...
And if only.
The stupid
Why aren't we sponsored
San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
Are you talking about the Funkos or
no? I don't care about the Funkos. The Ninja Turtle ones that they come in the box that's a VHS box.
Those are super cool.
Oh. Those look so cool. I want those.
That sounds
real bad.
Awesome.
I'm that Batman Beyond Mezco. That sign.
Ghost.
Batman Beyond Mezco. I really want that. The only good thing is there's no WWE Elites that are exclusive this year because of Toys R Us. Mm. That's good.
I always used to get bummed out by they always do like some kind of super cool exclusive like or Magic the Gathering stuff back when I was really into MTG. They would have like the last year that I really, it's been like 3 or 4 years now, they had a Planeswalker set from the most current set.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of each of the cards and they were these super dope looking like all like silhouette art basically.
Ooh.
They just looked super sexy and they were foil. And they were actually selling packs like for, like you could buy a pack of them if you weren't there. Like if you were there, you could get it for, I think it was $30, which one of those Planeswalkers ended up selling for $40, like as the normal version.
Mm-hmm.
The San Diego Comic-Con version was like $200. Anyway, cardboard is ridiculous. You could order a pack of them for retail. If you didn't go to SDCC, they had a really limited number of them. I didn't know about it until like 2 hours after they sold out.
Oh.
And they were already on eBay for like $300 for a pack of SDCC.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ken, that's the thing that I hate. Is it like if you put one of those up on eBay at a ridiculous markup, like they should just be able to go to your house and take them from you.
Yeah.
Be like, nope, we're going to give this to someone who actually wants it.
Agreed. you suck for trying to take this from other people.
Also, Magic, do you see that the new set released?
No.
Apparently, it is very control friendly.
Ooh.
The only reason I know that is Pro Jared tweeted about it. Yeah. Said something about like focus on spells and monsters that cost 4 or more mana.
If only I knew people that. Oh, it's just going to slow down the format. A lot of people are going to complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if only people. The main reason I stopped is because I don't really have anybody to play with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't see that changing anytime soon. Yeah, no, talking people into MTG is hard. But anyway, that's going to do it for our show, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.